Right now on VFN TV, Perry Stone and David Wilkerson prophesying about five cities, riots in the streets. We're going to be talking about riots and Guy Fawkes riots, masked riots in London, the tragedy, the act of war the president of France just said that took place with the tragic terrorist attack going on. Rudy Giuliani declaring, saying this whole ISIS thing is something that our president created. And Congressman Pritzker talking about we need to prepare for an attack on America right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really said it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. He went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go in these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people of Paris that has suffered a great tragedy, a terrorist attack. It was just such a tragedy to see that take place. Over 350 wounded, many dead through this particular attack that has taken place. There's 127, and our hearts just go out. It was interesting that the president of France immediately noticed this, and we've been talking about this. Immediately, he shut the borders down, and he kicked in what we refer to as martial law. Instantly, and he requested now for another 90 days. What does that mean? All the laws of France have been suspended. The military is on the streets, and they can walk into your house. They can block all the borders, and they just shut everything down. We talked about this thing happened. All of a sudden, America comes under attack. This kind of thing happens, and all of a sudden, martial law is kicked in. We're watching a prototype of that taking place right now in France, and our hearts go out to them. He says immediately, the president of France says, this is an act of war, and the people are being interviewed. So this is World War III beginning. Remember, we've been talking about that. And so our hearts and prayers go out, but understand that we're going to find out right now. Perry Stone is prophesying in 2012 about the riots that would come in the streets of America. And here it is. It's coming even today, because we're going to be showing after that, this break coming up as well, that the riots that just took place in London, which supposedly these terrorists are saying first France, first Paris, then London, then America. Let's listen to Perry Stone right now as he's talking about 5 cities on fire with riots taking place. Take a look.
One of the things that the Holy Spirit gave me was in May of 2008 at the Partners Conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I was standing at a river looking at 180 degrees. I counted at least 5 major cities. They were cities in the United States. There had been rioting and fighting inside certain sections of the poorer sections among ethnic groups in these cities. They were literally burning the cities down. And this is before Larry and Gino went to minister full time. He was at a church at North Cleveland as a minister of music. And God showed me in the sky a horn of plenty with their picture in it. And the Lord said, you go tell Larry and Gino not to worry about traveling. I'm going to provide for them through the whole thing. And even when this begins to happen, we're going to provide. Now, when I saw this, it was brought to my attention that in 1985, David Wilkerson wrote a book called Set Your Trumpet to Your Mouth, in which he predicted there would come in some time in the future a Russian attack against the United States that would follow an economic collapse of the economy in the United States. That was written in 85. In September 7th, 1992, Brother Wilkerson wrote, I've had a recurring vision of 1,000 fires burning at one time in New York City. I'm convinced race riots will soon explode. New York is a powder keg. Federal and state, now listen to what he predicted in 92, federal and state welfare cutbacks will be the spark that ignites the fuse. There'll be 100,000 angry men on the streets enraged because they've been cut off from government benefits. Now listen. In March of 2009, in fact, I was in Baton Rouge with Phil Garcia at Carolyn Phil's house, Scardina. And Wilkerson said, an earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It's going to be frightening. We're all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. Major cities across America will experience riots and blazing fires like we saw in Watts, Los Angeles years ago. There'll be riots and fires in cities worldwide, and there'll be looting. Now, a friend of mine who knew Brother Wilkerson said this was, he's never said it publicly, but privately, he told his friend it was an angelic visitation that warned him this was coming. Now, the point I want to make is, I saw the cities burning, and I'm not happy to even say this. And when Brother Wilkerson saw this long before anyone else did, and as if there's been other people confirm it, California, parts of New York, and they got a governor in New Jersey that finally put his foot down. It's got the mess straightened up there that was there. But there's five major cities right now that are on the verge of complete bankruptcy. And if they start cutting money out of the unions, which is the police force, and they've already done it some places, and if there is any kind of a cutback in benefits that goes to some of the people in some of these areas, I promise you, you will see fighting and burning of cities in the United States like we've never seen it before. Now someone says, boy, that sounds like bad news. Why in the world would you want to say that? Because I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit wants his people not to be in darkness toward anything that's going to happen.
And you think about this. As we've been talking about this over the years, you know, you've been with our audience, and we have this available for you in the torch at VFNTV.com, that there's a systematic unfolding of a radical rule, you know, rules for radical systems being used. And this whole thing has been set up to all of a sudden create tension and polarize, you know, divide everybody from everything they can be divided from so that they can actually organize the nation's people into a new direction that they want to go. This is pretty crazy. You think, he said, this actually just happened, as you're seeing right here. We're going to talk about this after the break. But this just happened in London. This just happened in London, as you're seeing right now, if you could see me in it, yeah. This is what's just happened, and we're going to talk about Guy Fawkes, we're going to talk about these riots, and this is exactly what's happening there, and God is saying it's going to be happening in America. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call. Go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now. Or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce him to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace.
He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to vfntv.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Riots took place just recently, right before the terrorist attack in Paris took place, as you're seeing, in London. Think about this. This is exactly what was prophesied about America and what the Lord showed Perry Stone, as he saw five cities on fire. Why was it? Because of austerity, because of benefits not being paid. And they're attacking, as you're seeing, the authorities. It's attacking the government. And notice this is what, and notice how silent that is. Have you seen this anywhere else? So this is what's taking place on the streets. And the ISIS is saying, we went to Paris first, we're going to go to London second, and then you'll find out on this program, if we get to it, they said they're coming to Washington, D.C. But they're stirring up people, getting them stirred up about their benefits and about, you know, being cut off, and they think that they deserve more. And notice the mask that they're wearing. You can see a mask from time to time. You'll see it come up, and it's got like a Halloween-type mask thing. That's a mask is Guy Fawkes. That's who that is. Guy Fawkes is a very important statement people are making when they have that mask on, because Guy Fawkes, and we talked about it on an earlier program, we'll make it reference to you, but he is a man that when King James, you know your King James Bible, when the King James Bible and the King James was moving into the Parliament for the very first time, he moved into this place of government, they merged Scotland and England, and interesting, they just voted trying to vote Scotland away, but they voted to stay together. Well, King James was King of Scots. But he came together and they merged Scotland and England, put him as king. He was about to have his first governmental meeting. It's called Parliament. But as he was going to prepare for the meeting, there was this priest from the Catholic church, because you got Protestants and Catholics at that time, and King James was a Protestant. And they found this minister up under Parliament packing gunpowder underneath the Parliament building, and he was going to blow it up. You know what his name was? His name was Guy Fawkes. What does he represent? Destroying government, destroying authority. And we're seeing that take place. We're seeing it take place on the streets across the world. We're seeing it take place in the streets of America. But this is what the Lord really showed us prophetically, speaking to us in a time of fasting and prayer, that, you know, you see people, you know, playing with these movements and just getting in there and attacking police, and then it stops for a while, and then they attack authority again, and they lay back for a while. They go to the streets of London that you're seeing, and they come back for a while. And it's like they put on the mask, take the mask off. Put on the mask, take the mask off. But what the Lord has showed us is there's going to be time that the world puts that mask on, and it's going to morph to them. It's not going to come off. They may be thinking one thing, like, we're just going to play with this thing. We're going to get this leader of this college out of here. We're going to get this, you know, mayor to resign. We're going to change this congressman or whatever. But all of a sudden, this thing is going to, whoever's organizing all this, who's been, you know, pressing this thing and back and forth, they're going to put that mask on. They're going to go out to do that particular, you know, riotous thing, the march or whatever. But what the Lord showed us is it'll just morph. It'll come a part of them. You won't be able to take it off. What does that mean? It means there'll be riots in the streets, cities on fire. There'll be, they can't turn it off, because you think in your own mind that this is your idea, this is something you're in charge of. But Satan, He does that. He's a deceiver. He's a deceiver. You know, he takes you to places you don't want to go, takes you further than you want to stay, keeps you longer than you want to stay there, but also it costs you more than you want to pay. And you're going to see that begin to take place. This is the groundwork. What you're seeing right here, this is the groundwork that we're seeing take place in the world. This just happened in London, right before the terrorist attack in Paris. They're saying, ISIS is saying, they're going to come to, London next, and then come to Washington, D.C. But in the context of that, you're looking at the fact that a congressman, Prediger with the task force is saying, get ready, get prepared, because it's coming to America. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from the break. Join us after the break.
Hi, this is Jason Upton. Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
religious rights do city employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work as a garbage collector, and in the truck that we drive, we have a two-way radio, which communicates to our control. I was told that I am not allowed to say pass or bless thee on the radio. I was told that if I continue to do this, I would be fired for making such a statement.
It depends on the policies of the company, but a lot of these companies will have this overreaction to something like have a blessed day because they think somehow they're going to get sued by creating a hostile religious, you know, environment or a workplace environment, and that's just not the case. So what we normally do in a situation like this is we get it resolved by dealing with the employer and telling them, look, if an employee makes a statement as benign as God bless you, that should not create a constitutional crisis.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, reports I was listening to the Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. The entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hey, welcome back. This is tragic, you know, when you're seeing what's taking place. And, you know, the Word of God lets us know that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So It's important to learn. We can't bury our head at the sand of denial. We can deny reality, but you can't deny the consequences of denying reality. I mean, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And as you're seeing right here, this is more images from London where this whole masked riots that are taking place on the streets, beating police cars, and it's happening in America. They just had a police officer that was attacked. They jumped on his car, and they just began to stomp, and it was just crazy things going on. But if we have our leadership just promoting the whole concept of it's everything against that has a place of authority, parental authority, father's authority, school leaders' authority,
police,
teachers, police, governmental authority, and what you're looking at is you're looking at what God is allowing to take place. You know, as you hear quite often, as we taught prophetically, don't panic. God is allowing this to happen to bring in the harvest. It's the tilling of the soil of men's hearts. But here we are, you know, Perry Stone's talking about these five different cities that are on fire. David Wilkerson talked about those cities. You think about it. All you got to do, I mean, this will probably never happen. I mean, an executive order to stop something.
No.
But you imagine that all you have to do is just say, stop cutting the checks long enough to get people panicking, because if that's my source of income and I don't know God, I don't have a peace, and people already feel the mindset like somebody's got yours. So then people just start, you know, the riots and the gangs. I remember I was just reviewing some prophetic things the Lord has been speaking to me about, and I'm going to be going into a time of just really spending time with him, hearing the words, because so many are coming to pass. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. It's going to be times that test men's souls, right? What you think, what you want, and what you feel. And So this Guy Fawkes character, it's just shouting at us, you know, no matter why somebody might be wearing it, it's shouting as, you know, God saying, you know, people want to stop things. People want to stop things. But understand this, what was really being stopped with the true Guy Fawkes was the Bible. I mean, the King James 1611 version of the Bible that still today is the biggest seller of the world. Think about it, why people speaking the English for all the good things or bad things that happen to get, you know, English into a particular country. The one thing you can do, if you can read English, you can read the King James Bible, which is the Word of God, you know, and you can meet God. You can meet the Word of God, God of God's Word and all. And you know, when God didn't want man to get together, he changed all of our languages, right? And so when you can have a common language with the Word of God in a common language, many people can get saved and meet God and become his disciple, and it's just a powerful thing. So they were attacking the concept of this king who wants to promote Protestantism, which at that time was being able to have you're saved by grace and you can have a relationship with God. And outside of the Catholic Church, at that time, the Catholics didn't think, you know, Protestant comes from protesting. They were protesting the Catholic Church of that day, which was basically saying the only way that you could be to know God is to be a member of the Catholic Church and that type of thing. And so that this priest called Guy Fawkes, he wanted to stop this evil King James, who was going to have this new government of this merged England and Scotland is now merged. And interesting, it's so interesting that they just almost voted to pull themselves away from that.
Yes.
And they had gunpowder. Imagine shoving tons of gunpowder underneath the Congress building. That's what they were doing in England. They were planning on blowing King James up in the first governmental meeting because they thought what he was doing was evil. And they wanted the Catholic Pope wanted to switch them out and put, you know.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my goodness. And so when you're seeing this going on, people are really, but the no matter what people are thinking, what you're seeing is persecution against God, organizing against God's word, against God's people. You see Israel totally surrounded. You see our president, you know, right after the act of war on France, that he goes right straight to Turkey and begins to negotiate with and partner with, and we'll be talking more about this in a future program, but you're looking at, we just partnered with Gog and Magog. We just asked
Russia,
we need your help, and we'll show you. It's got, you know, they met and discussed this whole thing
intensely for 30 minutes.
And partnering with Russia means you're partnering with Assad in Syria. It means you're partnering with the Ayatollah in Iran. It means you're partnering with China. You're partnering with the East. We'll be talking more about that. But understand, what the one thing they have in common is they have no problem Israel being pushed into the sea. They have no problem. I mean, you're looking maybe for that potential coming land grab that, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about. We have that for you on the VFN Torch. But also, this could be it. I mean, this could be it. Things are wrapping up so quickly. I know a lot of people that talked about, you know, this rapture is going to come all of a sudden. It's like, we got to get a refund now. If this thing don't happen, we're going to get a refund. But post-trib, mid-trib, you know, we believe in pan-trib. It's all going to pan out the end. But I want to help you understand this is coming. We want you to be prepared by signing up for the VFN Torch. By signing up for the VFN Torch today, that's our newsletter that comes to you in email. It'll come to you every single week. We have a gift to give you. It comes to you automatically in your email when you sign up. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for the VFN Torch. It's called Prudent Preparation. You need to prepare. It says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. You can't look to everybody else. You've got this normalcy bias that we'll be talking about soon. You know, most people are just going to just do the, quote, normal thing as things get into great tragedy. But know this, that, you know, God knows those who are his. He literally puts a mark on those who are his, not a mark like, you know, talks about in Revelation 13, but a mark so that when he comes and begins to deal with things, he's not going to deal with his people the same way he deals. Right. And you might be, some people might be surprised. I thought I was his people. And, you know, and bad things happen to good people, ask Job, but still understanding that this is about God wanting to bring the harvest in and being prepared for it. And so you're looking at these riotous moments right after this London riot You know, you had the act of war against Paris, France. And the first thing he did, John, the first thing he did was, while he was still in the stadium that almost got blown up, he said, seal the borders. And they went into what we call martial law.
Right.
Martial law means everything, every law, every state law, every county ordinance, every federal law, every constitutional law. For us, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what you think about NSA. It doesn't matter what you think about who that the you got a military officer walking down your street that can shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they just totally took over.
Yeah.
And that moment is coming. We talked about that with Rick Joyner, you know, had seen it very specifically taking place with Morningstar Ministries. You know, God has shown him that martial law is coming to America. And see how quickly it happens? All of a sudden, there's something that hits. With just a simple voice, the executive of a nation, a president, can say, lock it down. And he locked everything down, except they actually let the terrorists go back over into Belgium before they actually left. And actually, they saw him. They checked his ID and let him go back into Belgium.
Oh, wow.
Which is a huge stronghold, reportedly, for, you know, ISIS. And so now you're looking at, I mean, Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
Was on Fox News, and he's talking about the progression of things. You know, we talk about, you know, rules for radicals being organizers of the day versus organizers of the night, that there's strategy, how that, you know, President Barack Obama, then Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were both mentored by Saul Alinsky, these particular rules for radicals. And it says you have to have a sustained militant effort to be able to polarize everybody, divide them, so you can organize them, and then you depolarize them. Well, Giuliani's saying that's exactly what our president has allowed. It's his creation. Mm. Take a look at this now.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, the president insisting still to take in Syrian refugees. But yet the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said we cannot put it past ISIS to infiltrate the refugee community. The State Department spokesman John Kirby said it's possible that ISIS and Al-Qaeda will infiltrate the refugee community. Back in February, FBI assistant director for the FBI, Michael Steinbeck, said the same thing. Back in April, Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mike McCall said the same thing. The president's going to, is he going to gamble with the lives of Americans and defy what his own intelligence people are saying?
Well, Sean, this has been a very difficult weekend for me because it brings back September 11 and all the terrible memories I have of it. And the thought then when President Bush, you know, acted so decisively and so quickly that maybe something like this wouldn't happen again. And the reality is, this did not have to happen if our policies were different. If President Obama had listened to Senator McCain and Senator Graham and a whole group of other people and had set up a no-fly zone in Syria 5 years ago, if we had gone in and we had worked with the Syrian legitimate rebels, if we had not taken our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan, ISIS never would have emerged. ISIS is filling a vacuum created by a vacuous foreign policy. This is an Obama. ISIS is an Obama creation. This would not have happened. Just follow me for a second. If we had 50 or 60,000 troops in Iraq, we would have been getting the intelligence that would have told us about the development of ISIS. And that would have been given to the CIA. Once you take your troops out, we have no resources. We have no real access. CIA is very small. The army's very big. And when we had our army there, why weren't we getting attacked? We were getting a tremendous amount of information.
So we also would not have lost Ramadi and Fallujah.
Of course not.
Mosul and Crete.
As General Petraeus has pointed out, we won it and we gave it back. And now it's being controlled by people who want to come here and kill us. And here's the simple fact. And this goes back to President Bush. Some American president has to hold a speech at night and say to the American people, we have to be in the Middle East until the threat against us is over, just the way we were in Germany, just the way we were in Italy, just the way we are now in South Korea.
Here's what I want to ask, and this is a harder question. The president referred to this group as the JV team. He said hours before this attack, ISIS is contained. He will never say radical Islam. They said man-caused disasters, overseas contingency operation. Fort Hood officially, according to Barack Obama, is workplace violence. And my question is, how can he be wrong so often on something so serious? And now his own intelligence people say, don't bring in these refugees.
Well,
and he's insisting
point.
On bringing them here.
Well, that's the very, very point, Sean. I mean, the reality is those reporters were frustrated
because the president has displayed over and over again doesn't understand ISIS. If the day before he said they were contained, and the next day they attacked Paris, there's obviously a man who doesn't understand ISIS. He's not getting good intelligence. He's getting very bad intelligence. If he's getting bad intelligence about ISIS, he's going to get bad intelligence about these refugees. Also, where are we going to get the information about the refugees? We have nobody there to give us the information.
What, I want to ask you, the FBI says that there are 1,000 active ISIS probes going on in the U.S. now, and the president keeps going out, rather than saying the words radical Islamic terrorism, which he is incapable of saying, this is what he says constantly about Islam, and I want to ask you about it.
The United States is not and will never be at war with Islam. And I'm also proud to carry with me the goodwill of the American people and a greeting of peace from Muslim communities in my country. Assalamu alaikum. Islam is not part of the problem in combating violent extremism. It is an important part of promoting peace. Our enemies respect no religious freedom. Al-Qaeda's cause is not Islam. It's a gross distortion of Islam.
He's now going to take in Syrian refugees. Is he gambling with the lives of Americans?
He is. Taking in Syrian refugees without the intelligence base on which to do any kind of an analysis of who they are, what they are, or where they came from. Where's that going to come from? We don't have CIA agents, or many of them at least, in Syria. We don't have soldiers in Syria.
And wouldn't they be
trained?
We don't
know the background.
Wouldn't they be trained to lie to us?
Of course they would be.
I mean, this is not complicated. I mean, are you a member of ISIS? No.
Also, no. His knowledge of theology is wanting. He apparently didn't read the entire Quran and Hadith. Muhammad was a warrior who...
Among other things.
So what you have to do is you've got to interpret out that part of Muhammad that went and killed 4,000, 5,000 Jews in Quraysh and Hadith and buried them in a mass grave. You've got to read out the invocation toward the end of his life that to be a good Muslim and to follow the life of the Prophet, you have to get someone to convert, kill him, or have him pay tribute. Those are all also part of the religion.
This is ISIS.
That has to be read out of the religion.
Isn't that the mantra now, convert or die?
Well, this is an Islamic-based radicalism. It is not Buddhist-based, it's not Hindu-based, it's not Christian-based, and it is based on...
You're saying
on
the Islamic State is Islamic, basically, which he refuses.
It's based on words in the Quran that come from Muhammad and in the Hadith, which have to be read out. They have to be read out as good Muslims do. They read it out and get rid of it.
9/11 Commission Report, Mr. Mayor. You know, you remember this as well as anybody.
Of course, I testified.
Okay, and what did it say? They are at war with us.
Yes, and
we're not at war with them.
That's totally ridiculous. How many times on your show have I said over the last 6 years, it's totally irrelevant whether he thinks we're at war with them. They're at war with us. And apparently the socialist president of France realizes we're at war with them. Yeah. And our American president can't get it.
How big an impact on this election?
I think it should have an amazing impact in this election because this, what happened in Paris can happen in any American city or any Western European city. And you and I have been predicting this for 5 years.
I pray we're wrong. I pray I am so wrong.
Well,
now we have to come and apologize.
Now we know we're not wrong.
We're not wrong.
And I wish we were wrong.
I wish we were. Mr. Mayor, good to see you.
And God bless those poor people.
This is amazing. But if you look at Rules for Radicals, the Saul Alinsky's book, you know, and you can see probably on your screen probably now that that book was dedicated to Lucifer, the techniques were, but also the back cover. It was a Chicago Sun-Times or something of the nature. It talks about Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama. But then Barack Obama was, this is part, they were dedicating to them. And so when you think about this whole, and one of the rules for radicals is you have to actually have a sustained militant effort, which is difficult to maintain, he said, because you have to keep creating new arguments that keeps people angry. And
engaged.
And so you see ISIS being a sustained militant effort. They're making $40 million a month reportedly from the oil wells. And it's like, instead of bombing a Jeep going down, you know, the road, just go to the oil wells and just bomb them. It cuts off $40 million a month reportedly in revenues they're getting to buy bullets to kill Christians and Muslims who aren't Muslim enough. And it's like, why? And a reporter stood up and Turkey yesterday and asked the president outright and just said, you know, we're the largest, most powerful military. You know, excuse my language. I'm not going to repeat what he said. But he says, why don't we just go deal with this? And the president said, we're going to maintain the same thing we've been doing. What is the sustained military effort? Look how the whole world is mobilized now. It's working. Saul Alinsky's methodology is actually working. We have a whole series on this. You've got to see it. It's called, you know, are they really using Lucifer tactics? Mm. Lucifer tactics to organize the world. And that's what's taking place. And, you know, as Christians, we think about our organizer, Jesus, organizer of the light, and he organizes us and what we're doing. But understand, Lucifer's been organizing. Mm. He organized a third of the angels against God.
Catch a clue, right?
And notice this. When the president was standing at the United Nations and he was saying the future does not belong to those. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear what he says. Notice he talks specifically about a member of the Muslim faith. But when he talks to Christianity, he says images. He doesn't say Jesus.
Mm.
He doesn't say the prophet. And notice, he says, this is who the future belongs to. Take a look at this. This is the United Nations. This is, anytime somebody speaks before the UN, you'll hear about it in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam.
Well, the second part of that's missing. Hopefully we'll get the second part of that. But he says, and nor does it need to belong to those who tear up and destroy the images of Christianity.
Wow.
How about God?
Yeah.
Jesus, the name blasphemed, you know, mm-hmm. and it was Christianity was referred to as images.
A lesser.
You know, these statues that we're seeing torn down as ISIS comes in and begins to destroy all these little images mm-hmm. and stuff. But when it deals with Islam, he's talking about the prophet
mm-hmm.
of Islam. And that's a big difference because God is real. Jesus is the only way to God. You have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He loves you, has a plan for your life, but it's the only way for the forgiveness and the remission of sins comes through the blood of Christ. And he's not an image. Hmm. I mean, he is living God. He is alive today. And so you're looking at this thing unfolding step by step. And look, this is ISIS, what they put out right after coming and bombing and attacking an act of war, as the president of France said on France. This is what they're saying. Now they're saying they're coming to Washington, D.C. Take a look at this.
We say to the states that take part in the Crusader campaign that by God, you will have a day. God willing, like France's, and by God, as we struck France in the center of its abode in Paris. Then we will swear that we will strike America at its center in Washington. I say to the European countries that we are coming. Coming with booby traps and explosives. Coming with explosive belts and the gun silencers, and you will be unable to stop us because today we are much stronger than we were.
So you're looking at, you know, we're talking about, you know, is New York the spiritual Babylon spoken about in Book of Revelation? We did a whole series on that. Mm-hmm. It's available to all of our partners. I believe it's available to you. But as we're just systematically going, man, this thing fits every part of that. We get a call from Johanna, and she said, no, she says, I was praying on Pennsylvania Avenue for Washington. She said, it's Washington, D.C. The Lord said, Washington, D.C. is the spiritual Babylon. So all these things you see taking place in that particular chapter in the book of Revelation that we were exploring, you know, is New York that place? She was saying, no, it is actually Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, Congressman
Pittenger
from, I believe, Georgia. He's the chairman of the U.S. Terrorist Task Force. He says, prepare, because we are going to be under attack. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
Right now, we've been talking about prudent preparation. You know, Proverbs says that a prudent man sees danger and prepares. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. And we talked about this. And the reason why, you know, I've been talking about it and I've been sharing, the others have been talking about the preparation for possible, you know, times that test men's souls and difficult times in the world and in the nation, even in your own community, maybe in your own neighborhood, because the Lord had begun to reveal those things in dreams and visions to many, many of us. And I wanted to share them. And he says very specifically that when I reveal this to you, you know, I put you as a watchman on the wall to all the ones that are hearing what God says. And we have an obligation. The obligation is that we have to let you know. And he says, and if you don't let people know and something bad happens to them, he says, then you're responsible for the bad thing that happens to them. As a matter of fact, he says, their blood is on your hands. And so, and for the purpose of love, you know, I'm actually sharing it and I really want you to know. And you think about, why does God want us to know? Because he wants us to turn. He wants us to turn to him. He wants us to say, I hear you, Lord. I see the direction that we've gone in, you know, and I want to change that direction. And you think, well, man, that's kind of being an alarmist and that type of thing. Well, look, right recently here on Fox News, Congressman Robert Pittenger, he is the chairman now. He is the chairman of the United States Task Force, the ones that look over us in America. And he's the one that sees this potential threat. If anybody would see it, the chairman of this committee would see it. And he was on Fox News letting us know we need to prepare. We need to prepare. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this.
Protecting yourself here from terrorists setting up shop here, North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger says you need to start preparing right here, right now. He's even got a plan. Congressman, good to have you. So you're not dilly-dallying around. You're saying this threat is real, it's present, it's now. So what do we do?
Neil, thank you. I think it's just a thoughtful, prudent thing to do. You know, we've had many people go to Syria, Americans and Europeans. They've been trained. They've been incited. They've been mobilized. They have passports, American passports, European passports. They can come back into our country. Any American with a valid passport is allowed, and we're required to bring them back into the country. So I think it's incumbent upon us to make some sort of plans. You know, I was a Boy Scout. The motto of the Boy Scouts was be prepared. And I think every family and small business, that there are things that they can do to take care of their family.
Like what?
We're recommending in our proposal, our preparedness manual, it's called preparenow.com, and we're recommending that families have a safe place in their home where they bring water together. They have a NOAA radio system, prescriptions that they may need, or diapers for babies. There's a whole list of things that we think people should consider having. You know, we could be facing some type of attack. We don't know what that would be, whether it's a physical kinetic attack or a biological, chemical, any type of attack that the terrorists may want to have. These are things that we can do to, frankly, save lives, and that's what we should be about.
I know certainly your heart is in the right place, Congressman, but do you think you might be seeding alarm here?
No, sir. Our intent is not at all to feed alarm. I think, you know, there's a lot of open source information out there about sleeper cells. We've heard from Senator Dianne Feinstein. We've heard from the Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Johnson. We've heard from the FBI Director, Mr. Comey, that there are sleeper cells inside our country.
But obviously, when you're talking about stocking up on water supplies, that sort of diapers, you're talking about something that would be so big. Not just, you know, a sporadic mall attack or a cafe attack, that kind of stuff, that you're envisioning preparing for something 9/11-like, right?
Well, sir, did any of us anticipate 9/11?
No,
the
you're
planes
quite
would,
right.
Would
you're
be
quite right.
Flown into the New York City skyscrapers. We don't know what they're thinking, but what we do know is this is not a backyard game. These are very sophisticated, highly trained, technical, motivated people. And I think we should be careful, we should use good judgment, and we should do whatever we can and thoughtfully do to prepare our families and our small
businesses. What do you do for your own family?
Well, we have a safe room down in our basement. We have a stock of water. We have canned foods. We have a first aid kit. I have some modest amount of medicines I take. So all that is there, and it's accessible. For a couple of days, we think that's a smart thing to do. So I think this how-to manual, if people will go to it at preparenow.com, they'll see the kinds of things that they may want to stock up in their home to have.
Do you ever worry that if everyone does it at the same time, it's going to lead to a rush, of a raid on stores?
I don't think there's going to be a rush on it, but I do think, American people are aware.
Yeah.
With all the media attention, and rightly so, we watch these horrific things that these terrorists are doing around the world, and we've seen it in Europe more recently. America was secure with oceans on either side. We felt that security. That's a false sense of security today. We have open borders. We have passports. There are people who their direct intent is on America. We are the great Satan for these folks, and we are their ultimate goal. In fact, ISIS even declared that they want to plant their flag at the White House. So in some measure, I think it's just wise that we take some responsible actions to protect our families and make provisions.
Congressman, thank you very much. Good seeing you.
I so appreciate, you know, Congressman Robert Pittenger to be able to let us know. You know, we've wanted to hear this, and it's like it takes a congressman. You would hope, though, you wish that our president, you know, would let us know this is going on. But it's almost like, anyway, you know, that you can find, you go to VFNTV.com and go right there on the front page, and you will see, you know, Perfect Storm. You will see an access link to be able to get to this particular manual. They have a manual, a terrorist preparedness manual, to be able to, what you need to know to be able to have, you know, you don't know what, we don't know what kind of attack it would be. But based on what they're saying, the one that's the chairman on the council, and just, I think even a child can tell that when you keep poking, you know, God's apple of God's eye with your finger over and over again, you keep organizing with the anti-Jesus Christ is the Son of God religion, you begin to embrace all the values that are opposite of what God said that we need to be as a nation, that we have consequences coming our way. The thing about it, this is to remember too, I want to encourage you that I believe that in what's to come, it's going to bring us to a place of humility. You know, the church in China, the reports are that they're praying that the only hope for America is that we will humble ourselves. They're praying that we would be humbled, that things would happen that bring us to our knees, because they know that if America goes down, if the light of America, the hope, the freedom that we have in America goes down, then the world will go dark. In regards to you know, demonically wise. And it's like, you know what? We need to begin to stand up for what's right. Just like David said, you know, King David said, is there not a cause? There is a cause. The cause is for the creator of the universe and his son, Jesus Christ, to stand up for God and country in that order and Israel.
So you're seeing, that's from a previous program. We've been telling you and preparing you, and you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you even have that PDF. There's a PDF you put together. And that's what Congress, that's what the people that we elect to go serve us is to let us know
that's
what we need
we
to do.
Want them to do.
And
Thank you.
I really appreciate him,
yes,
you know, putting that together. And that's the real deal. The time is now to be able to prepare. We have an offer for you for becoming a partner, for VFNTV partner, for any amount whatsoever on a monthly basis. We'd like to just say, thank you and give you a gift. It's a very timely gift. Yeah, the name of this particular talk and this message is Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? In our future program, we'll be talking more about that. But understand, when we merged with Gog and Magog, when Russia came together, when the president came together with President Putin, mm-hmm, and Ayatollah and all these things, you're looking at coming against God's folks, coming against Israel with the ultimate outcome. And that's what he said prophetically would take place. But this particular offer is called Signs of the Lord's Return. Are you ready? Signs of the Lord's Return. Are you ready? You see right there on your screen, the scripture says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of archangels, with the trumpets of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And he goes on talking about, and those that are alive will be caught up with him in the air. Understand, our Lord is coming back. You can partner today, any amount whatsoever. You go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, press partner, follow the prompts. Or you can write to 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or just call up toll-free, 844-408-3688. That's actually 844-40-VFN-TV. Don't forget, everything you need is at VFNTV.com that we have available for you. You want to get this in your hand. In addition, sign up for the Torch newsletter so that you have every week coming to you. You know, so many things are happening, you might miss something. Mm-hmm. And it'll come to you in your email. And also, Prudent Preparation will be given to you in your email as a gift. Immediately, as soon as you sign up, you'll get an email. It comes right to you. It's called Prudent Preparation. You need to prepare, like this congressman from South Carolina or North Carolina?
North Carolina
is telling us, who's on the task force, saying prepare. And their image, everything's kind of pushing that way. But I do want to say this before we pray, and I want to pray with you and ask you to pray for us as well. This is what the Lord said verbatim to us. Don't panic. This is what I'm allowing to happen. to bring in the harvest? Have you been praying for loved ones to be saved? Have you been praying for people in America to turn their hearts to God, but just seem hard-hearted and stiff-necked and not listening? Guess what? Hearts are about to be softened. Hmm. Necks are about to be loosened. And people that didn't even want to even know anything about God, they're going to be saying, can you tell me again? And even that, Justin Bieber, some young singer out there, went to go spend time with a minister a couple of weeks in his house. Why? He said, I wanted to know about how my mother raised me up because she raised me up to be a Christian. I want to be able to find out about God. We're going to start seeing many prodigals come back. I want to pray right now with you. Just remember to pray for us. Dear Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said you let us know when things are happening. We just thank you for this congressman that says prepare. We thank you, Lord, for eyes opening and what's taking place. Father God, we thank you for leaders that care about their people, like the president of France who stood up and said, secure the borders, protect our people. Lord God, I pray that same protection would come over America, Father God, that would come over your church. God, I pray that you would end these attacks against freedom, the attacks against your people, Father God, and all the ones that are being stirred up, Father God, to bring discontent and division, Lord God. I pray that they would be saved, Lord. They would meet you and know you and the goodness that you have planned for them, Father God. That these cities that's being prophesied about, fires in the city, Father God, that you would prevent those fires, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival to America, that you would send a third great awakening. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you and thanks for joining us.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He is a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.